worth listening to. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The investigation continues after two Black Hawk helicopters from Fort Campbell went down in Kentucky. Nine people killed. The helicopters were on a nighttime training exercise. House Republicans have passed a sprawling energy package that would counter virtually all of President Biden's agenda to address climate change. The bill would sharply increase domestic production of oil, natural gas, and coal, and ease permitting restrictions that delay pipelines, refineries, and other projects. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that bill is dead on arrival in the Democratic-controlled Senate. On Wall Street, stocks are higher now. The Dow adding 89 points, the Nasdaq up 73, and the S&P 500 18 points higher. This is SRN News.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy another couple of quiet days before the next frontal system delivers thunderstorms back to the state. Today, I don't know how you can improve on this forecast. Abundant sunshine. It's going to be warmer, very comfortable, high 77. Tonight, mainly clear, but not quite as cool. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow is a warmer day, still dry. Sun and cloud mix with a high in the mid-80s on Friday. But it's late Friday night in the overnight hours and early in the day on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few stronger storms are possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Not to sound an alarm here, but that grass is going to start growing faster than you think. John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Be prepared with the reliability and performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control and excellent cut. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
A legal battle between the Baldwin County Bridge Company and the Alabama Department of Transportation is going to need more time. The preliminary injunction hearing dates have now been changed after both parties agreed to the time extension. The hearings were going to start on April 1st. That date has now been moved to April 19th through May 1st. The Baldwin County Bridge Company is suing ALDOT for creating plans with Governor Ivey to construct a new bridge in that area that they say will compete with their operation. The BCBC also says that there was a prior agreement between them and ALDOT for there not to be a new bridge constructed in that area. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A big drug bust is made in Mobile with the assistance of Homeland Security investigations. 48-year-old James Harris is now charged with drug trafficking. Authorities seized 10 kilograms of cocaine, 1 kilogram of methamphetamines, and 30,000 fentanyl pills. Another Buc-ee's gas station extraordinaire is opening up in Alabama. April 10th will be the grand opening for the newly built Buc-ee's in Auburn. The massive 100-pump gas station will be off Interstate 85 at Exit 50. The store inside is 53,000 square feet and will employ at least 200 people throughout the area. This is the fourth Buc-ee's to come to Alabama. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Folks, I want to tell you a little something about Dylan Rings again. Of course, you can always go to dylanrings.com, or I really encourage you to stop by their showroom there at 119 Brown Springs Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. And you're talking rings, of course, it's in the name, but watches for men and women. They have some great selections for women. Also custom-made jewelry items, from a ring to a watch to a necklace, a brooch. Even they can do it all. But I'm looking at their Facebook page.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe you're searching for the perfect Mother's Day gift.
Ooh, good idea, Joey.
Well, they have this a gemstone family necklace from Dylan Rings. Wow. Look at this. Like, it's to count your blessings. And I'd assume those gemstones are for members of the family.
Right.
Especially if you have children.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's very nice. And tasteful. And that, I'm sure, can be customized. These creations by Josh Ryder there at Dylan Rings are just fantastic. You got to support local small business folks. And especially folks that have that talent, that artistry.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a good business owner, and that takes a lot of effort. Don't get me wrong. Small business is, I'm not there yet. My dad started his own business, and I'm not quite there yet. I see all the ins and outs. We have a lot of great sponsors, but on top of that, Josh there at Dylan Rings is a true artist. And
yep.
So whether it's for Mother's Day or I like those unexpected gifts at unexpected times, they can help you out there at Dylan Rings. And of course, say hi to Leslie and the whole family, the whole team there at Dylan Rings. That number, 215-3669. It's 215-3669. Or again, you can go to dylanrings.com. I encourage you to go like and sign up for notifications on their Book of Faces page. Very active Facebook page here, folks. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie there at Dylan Rings that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Now, as promised, now this went on for an hour.
Yeah.
This is all about that TikTok bill.
Mm-hmm.
Where yesterday, I admitted with great humility that I was wrong and Eddie was right.
It's okay, buddy. Get used to it.
You don't even seem happy about that.
I'm used to it. Plus, I'm more excited that you opened your mind and you realize the government is not really in it for the life goodness of Joey. They're in it for themselves. So they made TikTok the boogeyman while they're trying to pull up something else over us.
Well, Josh Hawley was the guy who was going after this boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to have this TikTok ban passed with unanimous consent. Which means, hey, we don't even have to vote.
Vote on it.
It's like,
right, come on, guys.
And all it takes to stop a unanimous consent request is one senator to object. So this will begin with Josh Hawley, who continues to make the case against TikTok. And then you'll hear a certain senator from Kentucky, no, not Mitch, rise up and object. Again, this went on for an hour.
These two go back and forth, but we'll play a portion, about 5 minutes, a little taste here.
Senator from Missouri.
Madam President, let me just finish with this, that Senator from Kentucky decried the collection of personal data by American social media companies, and he's right to do that, by the way. I'm concerned about that too, no doubt. But he pointed out that many American social media companies collect all of this information, that they do it without the user's consent. Sometimes they sell it to third parties for a profit, and you can't necessarily opt out of it. All fair enough, but he is protecting exactly what he decries. The difference is with TikTok, that information is going to a hostile foreign government. It's not a market, it's total control. So I would just say this to Americans out there who are using TikTok. Just know this, we need to tell you the truth about this app. Just
listen, Eddie.
If you have it on your phone,
listen.
It is tracking your keystrokes. It is tracking your movements. It is tracking your location. And it is sending that information, whether you want it sent or not, to Beijing, to the Communist Chinese Party, where it can be accessed by anybody there who wants it under China's national security laws. That is a threat to your personal security, and that is why we should act to ban it. Let me just finally ask Senator from Kentucky, he and I talked about this before, would the senator consider allowing us to set a roll call vote, an up or down roll call vote, not unanimous consent to pass, but to set a roll call vote at a time certain? Would the senator consent to that?
Madam President.
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object. I'm unlikely to take First Amendment.
And of course, this is Rand Paul talking about, again, with the First Amendment.
Amendment advice from someone who believes that the First Amendment doesn't protect the Communist Party. You'll find no greater foe of communism, no greater critic. I've been a longstanding critic of, you know, really the funding of research in Wuhan that led to the virus. And yet I still want to protect the basic Bill of Rights, the First Amendment that protects his speech, whether we like it or not. And if someone doesn't understand that communism actually is included under the First Amendment, that terrible speech that we object to is included under that, this is something we should be very wary of. We should beware of people who peddle fear. We should beware of people who peddle half-truths. Almost everything that's been said about collecting data is in all likelihood true, all the social media companies collect data. They devise algorithms. Some of the domestic ones have psychological experiments that might horrify you to see what they've got all the young kids thinking and doing and trying to get them to click on different pictures or trying to get them. This is a marketing stratagem, and they all do it. And they all want to make money, and they all want to get clicks. The difference is this. Many people on the right, in fact, some on the left, they are horrified by big tech in our country. They're consistent in being horrified by the abuses of big tech here and also TikTok. But look at their legislative proposals. Many of them would actually ban big tech here as well, or put it under the thumb of government, or set up government agencies or panels to determine what speech would be acceptable. And if you're not putting enough conservatives on there, by golly, we're going to have a government commission that's going to determine what kind of content gets on there. These are scary ideas. Don't succumb to fear. Don't give up our freedoms. Don't say that, oh my goodness, we're going to ban 150 million Americans. This isn't just about the company. This is about the rights of 150 million Americans to get their content. You're restricting what they can do, and you're restricting what they can use, all with innuendo. Everything that's been said about, oh, this is a channel and a funnel to the government. These are all to the Chinese government. These are all conjecture. These are all things they're saying happen. As far as the sale of the company, I don't think we should force them to sell, but I do believe in our heartbeat they could be sold. They're located in the Cayman Islands. They're incorporated in the Cayman Islands, and they could be sold at any minute. I don't think we should force them to sell. The majority of the shareholders are not Chinese. The two engineers that developed it are, but to say that the algorithm has to reside in China and is in one tiny place and isn't anywhere else is a simplistic notion of the way technology works. The company has bent over backwards to work with our government to try to set up something that would be reasonable, including more government oversight. So I, for one, will say that I will continue to defend the First Amendment, and those who believe that the First Amendment doesn't protect this speech are in the wrong, and they'll find that out when the Supreme Court rules on this. I object.
Again, folks, they went on for an hour. like that going back and forth. And I really do appreciate Rand Paul on this issue and so many others because he's one of the few consistent voices. He seems like Mike Lee as well, that is constantly standing up for the cause of liberty. And I think at the beginning of Senator Paul's remarks yesterday, that was more near the tail end, saying, hey, can't we have faith in freedom? It's in all our founding documents. You constantly hear speeches from your elected officials about this temple to liberty and freedom. But they're the same people that turn around and say, well, your liberties are just making you unsafe. And if we give you your freedom, you're going to make bad choices and be manipulated.
I will. That's how I learn. That's how I learn.
Like, were you convinced at all by what Josh Hawley was throwing down there?
In fact, some of the rabbit holes I went down last night, the night before, showed how many times Meta, Facebook, has been fined for doing exactly what they're saying that TikTok does.
Like working with the Chinese government?
Yeah, just us. In Europe, $390 million. Another time, $400 million. Another one here in the U.S., $276 million. And that one there, that $276 million fine, that was for leaking users' data. Not just their not just the name. They leaked phone numbers, locations, birth dates. I'm sorry, but it's kind of like politicians, man. I rank them all in the same camp. Mm. They're there for their benefit. All right. If we use these services, then to me, you have to be cautious. You do expect some things are going to happen, but we are supposed to have a government in place that kind of keeps the boogeyman somewhat away from us.
Well, you know where TikTok's banned?
No, I don't actually.
Some nation has already banned TikTok.
I think I saw that in that rabbit hole I was down too.
It's China.
No, I was thinking there was like a Saudi Arabia. And I could be wrong.
Well, maybe.
I was thinking TikTok
is banned in China.
Well, like Jonathan told us, though, different app in China.
Yes.
It's not like the same TikTok here at all, which is strange to me.
Right.
But how well do you think that China TikTok would go over here? Because he said, you know, it's mainly education and things like that, almost like a YouTube.
No, the Chinese, we've covered this a little bit. The Chinese government is using AI technology like we're seeing being developed here in this country. They're using all sorts of guardrails and algorithms.
Right.
To say that you can only consume these particular types of content. And if you keep searching out other types of content, your social credit score will go down.
Yes.
It's just interesting that folks who claim they want to really fight back against China say the way we fight back against them is we're more like them. Just don't buy it. The same damn argument made against the Soviet Union. Wretched regime, and thank God it's in the dustbin of history. But this idea that you have to sacrifice liberty for security is nonsense. And they've been pushing this for decades now. And even when the old threat subsides and dies when no experts expected it, like the Soviet Union, thank you Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, and thank you Gorbachev for that too, you find that people are like, well, we find a new threat, a new reason to sap people of their liberty and keep the gravy train going for those who are supposedly keeping us safe. There is obviously a role for national security with the federal government, obviously. But I hate to sound like a broken record, but I'm tired of the national security excuse being just that, an excuse. While the supposed cornerstone of our government is continued to be chipped away at by security concerns, that being liberty. If we got back to the Bill of Rights, really upheld the First Amendment, really upheld the Second Amendment, really upheld, well, we don't talk about the Third too much, but the Fourth Amendment in particular, or as I was saying earlier this week, the Ninth Amendment, which reveals the Madisonian philosophy that underpins this country. It's called the presumption of liberty. Your natural rights are not given by government. They precede government. And if we start to get the laws that are currently on the books and the government that is currently on the books back in line with those natural rights, the founding generation, had the insight to uphold. And they weren't perfect either. John Adams turned around and did the Alien Sedition Acts. Like, it's people in power going to do what they're going to do. By no means is the founding generation perfect. But if we don't get back to individual liberty as found in the Bill of Rights, whether for security concerns or health concerns or efficiency concerns or business concerns, we're going to tear ourselves apart. Heck, we're already doing it. 272-9228. Let's go to Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, I was just telling the president, I think the reason why the Democrats are so hell-bent and determined to get rid of TikTok is because the American people are now seeing actual footage of what they are lying about, like the Black Lives Matter thing. Mm. Actual footage. The January 6th, actual footage.
Yeah. Right. The libs of TikTok. Libs of talk. That's actual footage.
They're getting called in all kind of lies.
Well, and it also, social media is such a big, wide world, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, or whatever. And I maintain that TikTok, for me personally, is a portal to hell. It's just like, hey, Joey, all your temptations and your desires, you can see them here.
That took all of 2 minutes.
You can't say you don't enjoy it, though.
Oh, yeah. That's why I deleted it. I was like, cold turkey. I got to stop. But it's a big, wide world out there, and we're either going to go the way of everybody on the globe has to live the exact same lifestyle, and we're going to regiment it, or you allow people the freedom to set up their own small communities and societies based on standards, and you have very general standards that bring all those little societies together. That's the better idea, I think. It's what founded this country, and somehow we've gotten to this top-down, you know, mindset that's just failing us.
Yes.
Well, I know y'all don't have a very big coverage area. Not everybody can listen to these shows. Every clip that you have played, I have seen it on TikTok. Just think about how many other people have seen the same thing.
Right.
Yep. That's also very true.
So, well, that's all I got. I'm fixing to lose service.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Yeah, no, it kind of blew my hair back. There was one video when we interviewed Napolitano every Tuesday.
Yeah, popped up on
They cut it down and posted it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
2 million people saw that thing.
Yeah, I was one of them. I found you on the talk.
Yeah.
After he was damning the talk, I went on there, just like a politician. The more they damn something, the more they're into it.
Well,
I went on there and I found him. And he had 2 million
TikTok
people
TikTok kept
liked
throwing like all these like fitness chicks and these tight pants at me.
Damn them. Damn them, Joey. They know exactly
what
you like.
I was like, how dare you give me stuff that I enjoy.
I get donuts and steak and occasionally some quesadillas across mine.
All right.
I guess we're looking at different things.
Well, no, I was getting food thrown at me and wrestling. And
Some
wrestling, definitely. Some politics thrown at me, too.
Yeah.
Some music stuff. You know how much I love music.
Now, that's some of my favorite TikToks. It'll be someone that looks completely unassuming. They'll pick up a bass or a set of drums or a guitar, and all of a sudden they shred for a good minute. And you're like, where did that come from? And they put it down and walk away.
You on the talk, Sky Mosley?
Man, I got to stay off of it. The more y'all talk about it, the more I realize that it would be a huge distraction. I'm easily distracted.
It is a distraction, buddy. Yeah.
Well, and as Josh Hawley was saying, it tracks your keystrokes. Are you comfortable with your strokes being tracked, Eddie?
Yeah, I got nothing to hide, man.
No, fair enough.
53 years old.
They're already watching you.
Right. Anyway. Dude, you know where I'm from.
What does it matter?
I'm just very willing to believe there are huge problems in our society that are problems, but there isn't a clear political or government solution.
Correct.
And you should not sacrifice liberty for solutions that don't actually solve the problem.
Ben Franklin comes to mind. Shall I quote?
Better than Julia Child.
Well, I'm coming to that. All right, hang on. Those who would give up liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And they shall have neither.
Said.
Ben Franklin said that.
Yeah, I like Ben Franklin. He was into big chicks. I like him.
He was into all the chicks.
He was into French chicks.
Yeah, everybody has a downfall.
And what a Lothario. Warren Beatty's got nothing on old Ben Franklin.
Guy, I mean, come on.
I know, that's
man.
What I'm saying.
He did brother well, don't you think?
Let's go to Cowgirl. Hey, Cowgirl.
Hey, Cowgirl.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing it. So, something I wanted to point out with this whole that. When they were, I didn't watch it all. I think I just saw bits and pieces of the whole TikTok thing when they were grilling that guy, the CEO or whatever.
Mm, oh, yeah.
I don't know the name of the guy that asked him the question, but he was like, how, because I guess he was on TikTok too. And he's like, how come I have dancing children on my TikTok feed? Well, let's see. Does anybody know how algorithms work?
Thank you.
Thank
you. Do you know as if,
if you click on it,
do you
do it more than one time?
Well, if you're liking those videos or you're searching for them.
Yep.
Okay.
No, and so, audit, like I mentioned that kept throwing fitness tricks at me. I did serve. Yeah. I watch like fitness videos. Like seriously, I do. It's right, not just right.
Learning how they do their exercises.
But,
maybe you can adapt.
Right, he just totally told on himself. Okay.
That's so funny.
So how come nobody's like talking about that?
I didn't even catch that.
I didn't.
So what did he? What did he say exactly again?
Well, he said to the, you know, he was asking the guy that the CEO, you know, when they were asking him all his questions of TikTok.
Right.
He said, why is it that I have dancing children on my feed? And then and I didn't think about it until my daughter was like, hey, you know how algorithms work, right? Like, you hear what he said?
I would have loved
it. And I was like, I'm like, oh, dude, yeah. You're right.
I would have loved for that CEO to go,
that hadn't come up in my feed.
You know, and my whole thing is, you know, the only reason why they're wanting to ban it is not because of, you know, what they're saying. It's because, you know, you've got Zuckerberg and all them around that are not, TikTok's taking their money.
Yep.
Okay.
What's the easiest way to eliminate your competition? Get the government to run them out of town.
It's about money. That's all it's about. So if people actually think that they're after our information, come on, Facebook does it. Anything you're on, any app you're on, is going to take your information. They sell it. I mean, hello.
Right.
anybody can hack you in anything and get whatever the hell they want. But I mean. It's just stupid.
Well,
it's all about money.
That's it.
I appreciate it, cowgirl.
Thank you, cowgirl.
All right. See y'all.
See you, hon.
Great call there. Well, and you could suggest to the government, how about like social media companies are required to provide encryption services for people's data? Like every piece of data somebody gives, it has to be encrypted. You cannot sell it. All messaging must be encrypted. And if the government wants it, they need a warrant from a judge. Not a general warrant, like a FISA warrant, but they need a specific time and place. This is what we're searching for and the reason why. But you better believe our government doesn't want to do that.
Well, not only that, I think instead of our government laying these fines on these companies, why don't the companies and our government say, okay, now you owe these individuals, you messed up. You owe them compensation. Don't pay us because we're just going to blow the money. Pay the people you actually did damage to so they can fix things.
Now, I got to hit a break here, but we got some big breaking news from 1819 News.
Yeah?
I'll just read the headline for now. Contract shows Alabama Power paid Matrix, you know, the folks who know the dark arts of politics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Alabama Power paid Matrix $124,000 a month. $124,000 a month going from Alabama Power to Matrix for political consulting services tasked with maintaining, quote-unquote, ongoing direct relations with the AEA and AFL-CIO.
Yep. Come on.
Wow.
How deep does this go?
The Alabama Power, baby.
More details on that in a second. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And they're the Goodson Group. Bo has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. Well, because he's been doing it for 40-plus years. Over four decades of helping buyers and sellers in the Montgomery and surrounding areas. Not only can they help you buy or sell that home, buy or sell that property, you can also have them manage that rental for you. So you want to rent out a place, it's a better idea to let somebody who's a pro do it for a reasonable fee. Yeah, I mean, you can get into the landlord business, but it's not exactly a cakewalk, folks. Why not have the Goodson Group do it for you? And then the crown jewel there at the Goodson Group is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. A lot of folks have gone through that course, meets every Thursday night. Again, very reasonable fee. And a lot of folks have gone on to great success after going through the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, whether it's licensed agents or more knowledgeable private players. A lot of interactive sessions there with Bo. He's teaching you from those 40 years of experience. The good, the bad, and the ugly. He's been through it all, and he can teach you before you hit the ground running as an agent. Check him out today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give him a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group. Great sponsor of News and Views. I'm running out of time here, but I don't want to leave him.
Come on, let's talk some Duke.
on the telephone here. Hey, Duke, how you doing?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Good to hear from you, brother.
How the hell are you?
All right. It's Duke.
All righty. I tell you, they need to go ahead and leave TikTok alone.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, they ought to put their hands on the conservative and let them fix it.
I don't know about all that now.
No, there's this whole camp of conservatives lately, Duke. Like, Josh Hawley's one of them. Like, I remember a few years back on this issue of social media, Josh Hawley was complaining on the floor of the Senate that if you have kids on YouTube, and when one video ends, it automatically goes to another one. Hey, Josh! Senator Hawley, there's a button right there that you can turn that off. Like, it's just, at a certain point, it's like, go away, man. Stop trying to be my daddy. You ain't my father.
They need to let the ones that's voting on this thing vote on the lottery. The ones that vote on the lottery and vote for this thing. See how it turned out for us. In the dirty South.
Yeah.
Montgomery, Alabama. The state of Alabama. They can't find anything else to do. I mean, I like TikTok. I looking at this.
Now, what showed up in your feed?
I showed my wife one of the little things on there. She's doing a little dance one day. I showed it to my wife. I said, that's my girlfriend right there, baby. You know, so they can't cut me and my girlfriend out of TikTok. Sorry, folks.
Big talk. Big talk.
Oh, man. Hey, Eddie, I'm going to tell on you, Eddie.
Why?
Oh, Eddie sent me a bad one day, boy. Oh, boy. I almost peed on myself.
Joey said it to me.
I sent you one too, and we said to each other, you know, me and Eddie be doing
right.
This kind of thing. You know?
But that's the problem.
We mean Eddie. We grown folks.
We're nasty grown folks.
No, that's the problem, though. People enjoy.
Hey, we ain't saying about no sex. We ain't saying about sex. Now that we do.
It doesn't take sex to be nasty.
Nope.
I don't know.
Well, now we're getting into a philosophical question. We don't even need to go there.
Let me leave it alone.
But honestly, I think what it is, I know it's honestly the dumbification of America, but when I hit that TikTok button, I get a video that usually makes me smile within 5 or 6 seconds.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have to put up with any advertisement.
You know,
I don't have to put up with anything.
I like enjoyment. I like these people making a fool out of themselves on there.
It doesn't make me feel...
I love dancing. I love to see people dance.
Yeah. But it makes me feel like a better person knowing there's other people messed up just like me when I see them on TikTok.
Alone.
Right.
There you go.
These are my people.
But just like these politicians don't want us to walk around without being have a computer chip in our bodies or something. Tell me more about that, Joey. I'm kind of worried about that.
The computer chip?
Yeah, they're talking about want us to be like an animal, you know, they can track us down where we are.
Well, they already got that. As long as you got a cell phone in your pocket, you're good to go.
Yeah, they're already tracking us.
And if you don't have your cell phone, you got a watch.
And then you got the nanobots.
Oh, there you go.
And that's another point I wanted to make. You know, they're already tracking us down with the cell phone.
Yeah.
So what's different than a cell phone and TikTok?
Right.
Huh?
Wait. Let me ask you something. I got to hit a break here, Duke, but let me ask. Have you ever had a drink or a sip even of Diet Coke?
Mm-hmm. I like the zero sugar kind. I used to drink it more now.
You better keep watching TikTok because you're doomed. How many girlfriends you got?
Huh? I mean,
that are real.
I got five. I can't say it all. I don't get into my business too much now. But Joey.
Yeah.
Want me to
kill
one of them, boy?
I mean, if they're single and no. I feel like I'm being catfished now. I appreciate it, Duke. I got to run, man.
Let me clarify that. I'm a happily married man.
Of course you are.
Get carried away with that.
With a lovely wife.
I look at women though. Now I look at them now. I like women. I ain't looking at trans folks or nothing like that. I look at women sometimes.
You never know, Duke. I got to run, man. Appreciate you.
Later, buddy.
All right.
You know, and without TikTok, we never would have discovered this tasty tune. Mm. You remember?
Oh, I'm hoping.
Eddie knows.
I'm hoping this is where you're going.
We'll be right back.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
I mean, come on.
Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
I think the guy on keys is named Moose.
Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Get your honey sauce.
They're doing
sauce
a big reunion tour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way it mixes with my chicken wings.
Who does?
Get none of that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
Take us out, Moose.
The biscuit.
It's called freedom.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot, is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought, because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So, no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
We're going to enjoy another couple of quiet days before the next frontal system delivers thunderstorms back to the state. Today, I don't know how you can improve on this forecast. Abundant sunshine. It's going to be warmer, very comfortable, high 77. Tonight, mainly clear, but not quite as cool. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow is a warmer day, still dry. Sun and cloud mix with a high in the mid-80s on Friday. But it's late Friday night in the overnight hours and early in the day on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few stronger storms are possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome.
Welcome back to News and Views. This is part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and they're Pest Pro Services, Ashley and her team. Well, they can help you take your yard back. The mosquitoes.
They're out.
They're here.
Yeah, they're here.
They're definitely here. So if you like to enjoy your backyard or sitting out on the porch swing, and you don't want to have to spray yourself all the time or use all those candles that smell bad and aren't really all that effective, why not instead have your yard treated? Get rid of those mosquitoes and don't wait. They can go from an egg to an adult in 8 to 10 days. So let's take back your yard. For more information, you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. But when you want to know, call a pro, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Pest Pro Services has done fantastic work. A lot of our friends, a lot of our listeners, you can be the next person they will help, whether it's mosquitoes or termites or any other infestation problem you have in your home or your yard. Ashley and her team have your back. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views. Now, I just read the headline a few minutes ago, but this is breaking from 1819 News. Contract shows Alabama Power paid Matrix $124,000 a month for political consulting services. They were tasked with maintaining, quote-unquote, ongoing direct relations with the AEA and AFL-CIO, the biggest unions in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, and this is from Will Blakely there at 1819 News, in 2018, Alabama Power signed a contract with Matrix LLC, which had agreed to pay the political consulting firm $124,000 a month for their services, including external relations with controversial groups like the Alabama Education Association. Alabama Power's compliance and contracts manager, Bertram K. Oram, signed the contract on June the 29th, 2018, and Matrix founder Joe Perkins signed the contract the following month. According to the agreement, the contract remained in effect until at least July 31st, 2019. Alabama Power also tasked Matrix with providing ongoing direct relations with other groups, such as the labor organization, Alabama American Federation of Labor, and Congress of Industrial Organizations, the Alabama AFL-CIO, and the National Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Matrix's public/media relations in the contract include providing assistance to media representatives and preparing company positions on crucial public issues. I love how, like, we've got all these terms now. Public relations, you mean propaganda?
Yep.
On behalf of your clients?
Yep.
Where's Matrix is based here in Montgomery. Those who know Alabama politics know all about them. Its clients include Alabama Power and the Florida Power and Light Company.
Yeah.
According to an investigation last year from NPR, six media outlets collectively received at least $900,000 from Matrix, its clients, and associated entities between 2013 and 2020. The report alleged that Matrix paid $8,000 a month to Alabama political reporters since 2013 and drew up a proposed website design for them in 2015. The investigation also alleged that the nonprofits run by Alabama Power contractors, Matrix and Yellowhammer News, exchange funds. Yet Yellowhammer News owner Allison Ross said that her news organization had no relationship with Alabama political reporter or Matrix LLC. So, I guess they did have a relationship. Perkins told NPR that his firm only paid news sites for advertisements and other typical client services. Perkins denied Matrix's responsibility for the payments because a former executive acted without the firm's consent.
All right.
Mighty cozy, isn't it?
Matrix was previously accused of surveilling the Southern Company CEO and a journalist writing critically about Florida Power and Light. They've also been accused of dumping millions into ballot initiatives and offering a job to a Jacksonville official so he would resign. The AEA is an affiliate of the National Education Association and has had an adverse history with the Alabama Republican Party. At one point, the ALGOP even had a standing rule in its bylaws to discourage members from accepting donations from the AEA. The rule claimed that the NEA was a veritable adjunct of the Democratic Party. Nevertheless, the AA continues to fund Republican lawmakers through its Political Action Committee, Alabama Voice of Teachers for Education. I believe it is the biggest PAC, maybe Alpha's bigger, in the state. Some have blamed the AEA for the failed 2022 school choice bill. Yeah, some have.
Mm-hmm.
272-9228. Well, that's a heck of a story right
there.
Big
money players.
Yeah, Will Blakely reporting there for 1819 News, getting that contract. Yeah, and you always got to look at the web of who's propping what up and for what interest.
Real nice. Yeah, and here's a little follow the money for you to help if you need that assistance. Here it is.
Yeah.
Who's really running things?
If you want to read this for yourself, just go to 1819 News. It should be at the top of their page. This just broke. And I appreciate Will Blakely for writing it. That's great work there. 272-9228. Now, I want to go to a different story. Completely unrelated to the state of Alabama, I believe. This actually is in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Louisiana. Never heard of it.
And two high school girls there in Louisiana just solved a trigonometric problem.
Good.
That mathematicians have believed impossible for 2,000 years.
Really?
So two young women there in New Orleans figure out this problem that mathematicians thought impossible for 2,000 years. Now, I'm reading from Not the Bee.
Yeah.
And the author on this one is Harambe.
So you know it's legit.
Yeah. But Harambe writes, may he rest in peace. Yeah. Ever since he was killed
at
the zoo,
man. That's when it started going, dude. That's when the world started heading south.
But think of all the saints that have gone to join him since then. Anyway, Harambe writes, I don't know what this means. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not good at math. Hey, I'm just like this guy. I didn't like it and was not innately good at it. So I've always been impressed with people who can do math well. It's neat to see. But this is on another level. Two New Orleans high school seniors claim to have solved the Pythagorean theorem using trigonometry, a method academics had held to be a logical impossibility for nearly 2,000 years. Yeah, Euclid was full of crap. Solve the Pythagorean theorem, if easy for me to say, using trigonometry. Again, I'm not really sure what that means.
Wait, I like the illustration.
Yeah. The most learned minds in the field, after all, believe that what these two young ladies did was straight up impossible. Their school, St. Mary's Academy, noted on Instagram that the largest known collection of proofs argues that a trigonometric Pythagorean proof is non-existent because it would end up being circular. Another editor's note, all of trigonometry is based on Pythagoras' work with geometry and triangles, so proving the thing with the thing itself is an insane feat. Apparently, they were wrong, all these scholars. These scholars managed to develop four brand new proofs to this two-millennia-old puzzle without going in circles. Johnson and Jackson claim to have found four new proofs to the theorem without committing a circular fallacy. Prominent researchers at the American Mathematical Society were so astonished that they were encouraging the pair of high schoolers to submit their work to peer-reviewed journals to confirm the discovery. It's really an unparalleled feeling, Johnson told a local affiliate. There's just nothing like being able to do something that people don't think young people can do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is awesome. And I hope it bears out.
Well, can't you use ChatGPT for that now?
Yeah, we could work on that.
I'm not being a smart butt. I'm a little bit. But I'm just curious if that's the kind of thing you can put in there now.
It's like I was saying, we are living in revolutionary times. And I'm not just talking about politics.
You ready for a revolution?
It's already happening, man. There is, I think, a intellectual, technological, political, hell, even religious, excuse me, pardon me.
Glad to hear it.
Revolution
on board. Getting the revolution going.
No, I'm not going for your down-home bloodshed.
Not saying bloodshed.
No, that's exactly what you're intimating, and I'm not here for it. I'm not for that.
Butts need to be kicked. No longer bloods need to be shed. Butts need to be kicked. There, that's soft enough for you.
Pitchforks and torches for Eddie.
I'm down with that.
I'm just telling you, big boy. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing soft about me.
Okay. What about that cake?
What?
I know.
Anyway, Sky Mosley, tell us about the Alabama Gazette.
Your hometown conservative newspaper. That's the Alabama Gazette. Published right here in beautiful downtown Montgomery, serving Central Alabama proper. The Alabama Gazette, always informative, trustworthy, honest, a real difference between the liberal, woke, nonsense newspapers that are going away in record numbers, while the Alabama Gazette is thriving. Why? Because they represent your views. The Alabama Gazette is pro-life, pro-family, pro-God, pro-country. It's just like an old-time hometown newspaper once was and is again. It makes a great gift. If you know someone that has moved away from the Montgomery area and would like to stay in touch with something they can actually hold in their hand, a tactile reminder of what is going on right here in the capital city, the Alabama Gazette is perfect. They will thank you. Give them a call, 356-6700. Get yourself a one-year subscription to the Alabama Gazette for just $38. And they will ship it anywhere things can be shipped to. And whoever you present it to will thank you. And we'll keep the price just between us. $38 a year, 356-6700. The Alabama Gazette, most worthy of your support.
Appreciate it, Sky. We should have Ray Bowles on the line when we come back. Then we'll button things up.
Joey Clark.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Indeed, Sky, politics is a dirty, dirty game. The deeper you go, the filthier it gets. Now, before we get into more politics and tie up some loose odds and ends, let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. I got Dad two-wayed into the conversation today.
All right.
Did you just hang up, Dad?
No, I'm listening.
That's you're going to get out of there.
Yep.
Yeah, he called while I was on hold. I said, hang on 1 second. We're doing something. And then I got him on the radio.
I'm better at listening than I am anything else.
Oh, but it's good to have the one and only Ronnie Bowles on the line.
Yeah, we never talk about that much. And everybody says, is he going to retire? And I tell him, never. Why would you want to retire? What are you going to do with your life? Is that right, Ned?
No, that's wrong.
I need you to keep working.
I'm only 76. I'm going to retire in the next 4 years.
Man.
Well, he started off at 65, and every 5 years he bumped it up another 5 years.
Wow.
So we'll see. When he turns 80, we'll find out if he's lying or telling the truth this time. But if y'all need a floor, call us today, 285-8117. Everybody will come out except for Dad. He's not going to come out anymore and measure your house.
Nope.
Again, that number 285-8117. Gravel Carpet, great family owned business. And be sure to tell them that you heard Ray and Ronnie on News and Views.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
Appreciate y'all.
See you, brother.
Man, gotta love father and son on the line there. That's fantastic. We're running out of time, but Papa B, if you were, I don't know how much you've been able to listen today, but what have we learned today?
What have we learned today? Well, we've learned TikTok is about a place you want to kind of search around if you don't want to have, you know, the algorithm sent, you know, out into orbit because they'll send you the same things over and over again or similar things. That's the reason I do fishmongers on, like, my AOL thing. AOL. I watched, this frosted
up
tuna fish.
Yeah.
You know, just, and I mean, all of a sudden I'm inundated.
Yeah.
With carving up fish.
That's right.
So anyway.
Oh, and I made the mistake for about a day. I was trying to research the scourge. That is OnlyFans. I don't endorse it. And no.
Too bad.
Anyway, but yeah, it won't leave me alone. I was just trying to do research on that awful thing.
They're begging you to come back.
Something like that.
On and on and on it goes. So, real quick, you guys feel for this one, James O'Keefe, back in action.
Yes.
Yeah.
You recently uncovered a money laundering operation among Democrats and Democrat donors.
Yep.
Yeah, through their Act Blue organization, right?
Mm-hmm. Nothing will be done. But at least, you know, we know now.
Yeah, more truth is coming out.
That it's out there. So who knows, maybe one day our law enforcement will actually do something about stuff like that.
I'd love that to happen.
Well, Papa B, I'm out of time, but call back tomorrow. We'll have a lot of fun on a Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
See you, brother.
And, gentlemen, I ask you the same question. What did we learn today? Well, we learned that Senator Katie Britt is not mad.
She's very disappointed. Very disappointed.
That's Mayorkas, obviously. And I didn't even play the clip where she was spanking those bank regulators.
Oh, that's right, Joey.
Man, I should've.
That's the part I wanted to hear.
No, I'll be like, next time she's in studio, it's like, take my paddle.
I was going to ask you if we could maybe offer her the paddle.
Can you see her at a committee meeting holding the paddle that says Southernwood Abides?
I thought in here, but okay. Yeah,
No. Shut your mouth when you're talking to me, Eddie.
Straighten you out.
But what else did we learn?
Well, I hate to say it, but it's a broken record. Once again, the government is out to screw you and me, Joey. They're out for their own. They're not out for the betterment of you, me, or anybody else in this nation. They're out for the betterment of themselves and their own family. And I think that's being proved once again, just like the TikTok bill.
We also learned that there are still men in this country who have stones. In particular, Senator Tommy Tuberville.
Put it out there, didn't he?
Yeah. Really making a stand.
Yes.
I like what Senator Britt was doing, but Tuberville putting himself out there.
Yeah.
On this issue with the Pentagon and abortion.
I liked him calling him out. That was great.
Yeah, so much to cover that we did not get to today, but I guess we'll do it again tomorrow on Friday. But you're probably not going to be here tomorrow.
We'll see. I'm going to give it a go. We'll see. I got to start that seawall project. That ain't fun.
Well, good luck with that.